We're walking along the edge of the Rio Grande, about 15 miles south of Albuquerque.
You probably don't want to go walk out there then. Unless you want to get up to your knees in mud.
That's Clifford Dahm, a biology professor at the University of New Mexico. This stretch of the river was dry last summer and fall. During irrigation season, much of the Rio Grande is channeled into ditches, then onto fields and yards. Irrigation season's already begun for the year, but for now, there's still water in the riverbed, and also welling up from beneath the surface.
I suspect if we walked right out into this area here where the water's starting to show up, we would find it. It would liquefy under us.
The river and the groundwater beneath are connected. They're two parts of one system. Dahm points to a backwater, a puddle the length of a truck.
Here's an area that clearly the groundwater is seeping in, a couple different locations, starting to produce a little bit of flow. It's very slow, as you can see, but you can see
it's
a couple
of. It's fed by a trickle of water coming from beneath the ground. The puddle isn't muddy like the river. The water's clear. Like a bathtub ring, green algae circles the edge of the puddle and provides food for bugs and fish. The groundwater, river water, algae, fish, birds, everything is connected, including the trees towering above the bank.
Most of the large cottonwoods that you see along the Rio Grande come from some major floods that occurred in 1921 and in 1941. So that when people have attempted to date these trees, they find that many of them are 70 or 90 years old.
Those floods last century sent water churning down the river and across the floodplain. They ran probably 20,000 cubic feet per second. That couldn't happen today. Today, a big flood might run a quarter of that. That's because today the river's water is moved downstream from one reservoir to the next. And we're in a drought.
Current drought that we've been in is pretty remarkable, both in terms of the lack of water that we've had for the past 2 years and for the temperatures that have been associated.
These days, flows like the ones that spawn the cottonwoods are more like wishful thinking. This spring, the Rio Grande through Albuquerque has been running around 400-500 cubic feet per second. Dahm says this meager flow is serious.
Our water supplies have been very much stressed, and larger parts of the river are now without water, and they're without water for longer periods of time.
People still talk about the 1950s drought, but it's just as dry today as it was back then. Dahm says the river ecosystem is adaptive, but just how adaptive is a question that lingers. For KUNM, I'm Laura Paskus.